Katie Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. High temperatures reach up to 81 this afternoon under cloudy skies with a chance for scattered storms. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight, lows around 66. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow, slight chance for scattered storms, highs level off around 86. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 69.
SMC Construction in Concord City is looking to hire a job site supervisor foreman paying $25 to $32 an hour and construction laborers paying $18 to $24 an hour. Duties include forming, pouring concrete, grain bin erection, service, repair work on grain systems, assembling and installing of grain handling equipment and metal and post-frame building construction. Skills in the following a plus: welding fabrication, mechanical skills, ability to operate man lifts, skid steers, telehandler forklifts, and a CDL or willingness to obtain one. To learn more, call SMC at 785-781-4383.
If there's something strange crawling in your hood,
who are you gonna call? We're all pest control.
Bugs are invading fast, and it don't look good.
Who are you gonna call? We're all pest control.
They ain't afraid of no bugs.
An invisible itch when sleeping in your bed.
Ow! Who are you gonna call? We're all pest control.
Nah, don't try to beat them bugs alone.
Just pick up the phone and call.
With offices in Sylvan Grove, Otis, and Salina.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigation, otherwise known as KBI, announced that the investigation into around 100 suspicious letters sent to legislatures and public officials has now expanded beyond the state of Kansas. So the FBI will now be the agency leading the investigation. The KBI will continue to work with all law enforcement partners to bring these incidents to appropriate resolution. Our focus remains on ensuring the safety of Kansans and holding those responsible for these crimes accountable, said KBI Director Tony Matavy. The KBI is so appreciative of the incredible coordination and outstanding response by countless federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies, as well as by fire departments and hazmat teams to this unprecedented event. Since the first letters were handled and reported by officials, the KBI has had over 60 special agents, forensic scientists, and employees devoted to safely collecting or screening evidence or managing and tracking response to the incidents. Additionally, 17 hazmat teams and 12 bomb squads responded across the state. It remains important to be vigilant when handling mail. Report any letters containing unknown white powder to the KBI at 1-800-KS-CRIME or the FBI at 1-800-CALL-FBI or tips.fbi.gov. The investigation is ongoing. Kansas officials have agreed not to enforce a new restriction on medication abortions for at least 5 weeks before a state court judge decides whether to put it on hold until he decides a lawsuit challenging it and other existing rules. Providers and their attorneys announced the agreement on Tuesday yesterday. For now, providers won't have to tell patients that they can stop a medication abortion using a regimen that providers and major medical groups consider unproven and potentially dangerous. The new rule was set to take effect July 1st. The agreement filed Friday in Johnson County District Court in the Kansas City area does not prevent the state from enforcing other existing restrictions for providers that have challenged, including a requirement that patients wait 24 hours after seeing a doctor in person to terminate their pregnancies. District Judge K. Christopher Yarum has set an August 8th hearing to consider whether the newest restriction or others should be blocked while the lawsuit is pending. More on that story at our website, katycountry94.com. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th and Independence in Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Glen Elder Senior Center is hiring an assistant cook and a kitchen helper. Call 545-3444 for more information. Youth football camp going on in Downs today from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Open to grades 1st through 8th grade. You can register today yet at sharpperformance.com. And there'll be guest coaches including K-State's Jordan Shippers and Hayden Gillum and Fort Hays State's Hunter Butke. And also tonight at 6 o'clock, shows are open to everyone. It's the Alton Wildcats KWHA show, all skill levels and ages. Find out more by following the Bull City Rough Riders Saddle Club on Facebook. This will take place at the Rough Riders Arena there in Alton. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Garcia to third, and the Royals are going to get their first run. Garcia collided with Scope, but no obstruction. And Matt Beatty gets his second hit and first RBI as a Royal.
In his first start with the Royals, Matt Beatty drove in the only run in a 1-0 win. While much more on it, as there was a great pitching performance on Tuesday night as well. KU's getting one of their big men back that was in the transfer portal. The Cincinnati Reds stay hot, and an update on the College World Series. It's all coming up in the sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. And an interesting turn of events on Tuesday, KU coach Bill Self announced that power forward Zach Clements is returning to the Kansas men's basketball program after previously announcing he was transferring to UC Santa Barbara. Clements was one of several bigs that entered the transfer portal, but despite his commitment, he never enrolled at UCSB. Self explained the process of Clements' return.
I had a conversation last week with Zach. He contacted me, and we were discussing, all things going on with him, future transferring, all the stuff. And he asked me, would it be a possibility if he could return? And we discussed what we both thought would be best for his future basketball-wise. And I feel really good about our roster. Zach's not going to come in and impact the guys that we recruited in a way that we have told them how we were going to utilize them. And Zach's thinking was it would be in his best interest to, in a perfect world, to redshirt and help us every day in practice and allow himself an opportunity to grow and get better, just to see how that takes him to a place where he can be a major contributor at this level at some point in time.
In two seasons at Kansas, Clements has averaged just under 2 points a game in 44 games. He dealt with injuries his sophomore season as he averaged just 1.5, 5.5 minutes and 20 appearances. With the redshirt plan, Clements would have 2 years of eligibility remaining after sitting this coming season. Well, as heard at the beginning of the sportscast, the Royals picked up a hard-fought 1-0 win over the Tigers in Detroit on Tuesday night. The only run was driven in by Matt Beatty in the sixth inning. As the story tonight for Kansas City was Daniel Lynch on the mound. Lynch was stellar, shutting out the Tigers for seven innings, giving up just one hit and two walks. Although the Tigers threatened, Aroldis Chapman and Scott Barlow each pitched a scoreless inning to finish off the shutout. Royals manager Matt Quatrero on Lynch's outing.
He attacked from the very first pitch. You could tell he was getting going after him. He was going to make him swing. He was going to throw all of his pitches in the zone, and that's what it looked like. And from pitch one till the seventh inning, he looked really sharp. And when you throw a ton of strikes and there isn't a lot of traffic on the bases, he can work as quick as he wants. But that was, I thought, a big part of the game, because as soon as they got in the box, he was ready to go. He threw his changeup for strikes, everything for strikes, so they were on the defensive.
Royals are now 20-53, while the Tigers dropped to 31-41. The two teams finished their three-game series this afternoon at 12-10 in Detroit.
Most outings, it is Diaz domination. Tonight, he looks like a man who's worked a lot the last week and a half, and he's on the high wire. 0-2. Strike him out! For the first time in over 10 years, the Reds have won 10 straight games. The hottest team in baseball.
Alexis Diaz escaped a bases-loaded jam to get his 20th save as the Reds moved to 39-35 with their 10th consecutive win. The last time Cincinnati won 10 straight was in 2012. With the Brewers win over the Diamondbacks, the Reds still hold just a half-game lead atop the NL Central. Finally in sports, the College World Series down to just four teams remaining as the semifinals get underway today at Charles Schwab Field in Omaha. On Tuesday, TCU avenged an earlier loss to Oral Roberts, a 6-1 win in the afternoon elimination game in Bracket 1. Golden Eagles finished their season at 52-14, while TCU moves on to face Florida in the semis this afternoon at 1. In bracket 2, LSU beat Tennessee for the second time in the tournament, picking up a 5-0 shutout in the evening game. Vols finished at 44-22. LSU moves on to face Wake Forest in the semis at 6 o'clock tonight. Both of today's games are on ESPN, and full coverage for the College World Series can be found at NCAA.com. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in Northstill, Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96 Point through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.